Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we are joined by Orangeville Mayor Sean Bell. Mayor Bell, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Aiden.
You know, I think it's because I've been in a big Bob Dylan kick lately, but it feels like, especially around the Castle Country, the times they are a-changing. And in Orangeville, I think they're changing for the best because you guys are going to be celebrating a grand opening of your new pickleball course, the Cottonwood Courts, coming up this Saturday, September 20th, down at Orangeville City Park. Always exciting to see new additions to the city, especially when it's something like pickleball, which in recent years has really taken over the nation as the sport of choice for a lot of people.
It has. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the whole world as of today.
So I think a good place for us to kind of start is with the creation of the Cottonwood Courts. How did this kind of come to be for Orangeville?
You know, it was kind of crazy. My neighbor, Todd, called me one day and said, "Hey, I want to go for a ride." And I said, "All right." So he came and picked me up. We went down to the park and he said, "I'd love to have some pickleball courts here." And I said, "You know, I would love to too, but you know, Orangeville is a small community, and we don't have a lot of money. Basically, we don't have any money." So I said, "You know, maybe we could hit up the county and see if they've got any money." And Todd took it from there, and he got some money from the county, and with a lot of donations and a lot of help from Todd and Nadine, it actually come to what it is today.
And you know, Todd and Nadine are already community staples around Emery County. They do so much, whether it be helping with the junior promenade or other community activities. They're always getting involved. So I really like how this was a citizen-led initiative to help bring something good to Orangeville. It's always good to see citizens stepping up in that regard, especially when, like you said, you're in a city, a small city, and not much budget is available for projects like that.
Yeah, and you know, zero money has come from Orangeville. Everything has come from volunteer and donations. So it's been, without Todd and Nadine, this would have never come about.
And you know, the volunteer work, always good to see as well. Looking at it kind of from the mayor's perspective, what really excites you most about having the Cottonwood Courts opening in Orangeville?
You know, I didn't realize how big pickleball was until after we got Todd and Nadine, you know, the first three pickleball courts, they're the ones that got that going also. And one morning when I got up to go to work and I left at 5:30 and they was already playing at 5:30 in the morning. And you go by there every day, 5:30 in the morning, they're playing. I go by at nighttime, we got lights on them, and they're still playing. And it's just phenomenal to see that kind of support.
You know, it's like you mentioned, it's one of the fastest growing sports in America in recent years. And so to see it being already utilized, that just means that it's a good utility to be offering to the people of Orangeville and Emery County and beyond. Now, to help celebrate the Cottonwood Courts, you guys are hosting a grand opening on Saturday, September 20th. And of course, what kind of grand opening would it be for a pickleball court without a pickleball tournament? You got registration at 8:30, tournament starts at 9, but I think the biggest part of this is it's a free-to-play tournament. And I think when you're celebrating a grand opening of a new city facility, that's the best way to do it, is make it free to all.
Yeah, and you know, the county has helped us out again. Amanda Leonard has got us some prizes. At 11, we're going to have Get Your Smoke On, and they've donated 150 meals for everybody that's helped us out. So it's, you know, the community has just come together, and this is, it's just fabulous.
Now, Mayor Bell, I got to ask you, how do you feel about your pickleball skills? Is this a sport that's up your alley, or do you kind of falter when you step onto the courts?
You know, the crazy thing is I've never played pickleball at Orangeville days. I was just getting done doing the pig chase and the chicken chase, so I had my boots on and pants on, and that was the first time I've ever played pickleball. So I really have got to step up my game. It's not very good.
You know, you and me both, Mayor, I'm not very good at that sport, but all my friends are, so I feel like I need to get better in order to try and keep up with them. But with courts like these, it's going to be easier to try and pick up the game for both my generation, your generation, everyone in between. Just such a great asset to the community of Orangeville.
It is. And you know, just like you said, this is for all ages. It's from the youngest clear to the oldest. So it's great for everybody.
Now, Mayor Bell, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
You know, I just hope everybody comes and utilizes the courts and takes care of them. A lot of time and sweat and blood has come through this. So just hopefully everybody takes care of everything for us.
Well, Mayor Bale, it's a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Orangeville City Mayor Sean Bell, and we're talking about the grand opening of the Cottonwood Courts in Orangeville, a new pickleball facility for all to enjoy. Going to be celebrating its grand opening on Saturday, September 20th, with a free pickleball tournament. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m., with the tournament beginning at 9. Lunch donated by Getting Your Smoke On, available at 11 as well for the first 150 people. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.